Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Karen, is it true that this is on your alarm clock, the theme from Perry Mason?
Yeah, it is. It's just too grand for me. You know, if your listeners saw me sitting here in my scruffy sweatpants and that really wonderful music, it makes me feel like I should actually dress up for this, but I won't.
Don't bother. Attorney yeah. Karen Conti from Conti Law joins us to talk about a few interesting news stories involving legal arguments. Let's start with Prince Andrew. Last week, a judge denied his attempt to have the sexual assault lawsuit against him dismissed. Karen, does he have any arguments left?
No, he's pretty much made them all. It was, he first said, you can't sue me because I'm in Great Britain. Then he lost that. Then he said, well, the woman who's suing him is really living in Australia, so why are you suing in the United States? He lost that one. And this final one was there was some release that this woman had signed with Jeffrey Epstein that he says actually covered him. The judge said, no, it didn't cover you. So now here we are. I think at this point, he is going to have to settle this case unless he wants to go through 1 year of litigation where we're going to hear a lot of tawdry things. I mean, we have no idea who the other cohorts were and may have been in these kinds of episodes. And I think that there's enough money in the royal family to just settle this matter and send him on his way.
Well, the Queen doesn't want anything to do with him now, it seems.
Exactly. He's been relieved from most of the royal duties, is what I understand. And there's a celebratory year, I guess, with the Queen, and he's been excluded from those festivities. So I think the harm has already been done. And when you have that kind of money to settle a case, you pay it and you move on.
Let's talk about Jason Van Dyke. He's going to be released from prison, and some are calling for civil rights charges to be brought against him. Do you think that's going to happen?
You know, I think it's not going to happen. If it were to have happened, it would have happened back, you know, at the same time. You know, we saw the George Floyd situation and federal charges were brought there, but they were brought pretty much at the same time or just shortly thereafter. I don't think so. A lot of people are saying, like, wow, he's out already. But, you know, he's been in for about 3 years. And no one really knew where he was serving time because it was kept secret, because you can imagine him being a very big target in prison. And he served what everyone else serves, which is basically 50% with good time. He's out in just half time, and he'll be out in early February.
What do we need to know about the federal trial of the three ex-Minneapolis police officers in George Floyd's death?
Yeah, that's coming up Thursday. Tomorrow, they're going to start picking the jury in St. Paul. And these were the three officers who were involved in the arrest of George Floyd. Their case is very different, though, because although they detained him, they weren't the one actually putting him to death. But the argument by the federal government is that George Floyd was deprived of his civil rights by these three officers because they did not intervene in what was going on with Derek Chauvin. So that's going to be a little bit more difficult to show that they had a duty to intervene and to basically tell Derek Chauvin that what he was doing was wrong because of the chain of command and all that kind of thing. So it'll be an interesting trial.
What potential sentence are they facing?
You know, in federal court and for a federal civil rights violation, they could do life in jail. Now, I don't think they will if they're convicted, I think because they don't have a criminal record. But it's a pretty strong sentencing guideline here when it results in death. So you're looking at a lot of jail time to life in prison.
And no cameras in the courtroom for this one, right?
No, no cameras in the courtroom and very limited journalists just because of COVID.
All right, let's talk about Alec Baldwin, and he has turned over his phone. Why do you think he waited?
boy, he did wait. And, you know, I don't know the answer to the question, but I'm going to guess that, you know, nobody wants to turn over their phone. You know, we have goofy stuff in our phone. You know, who knows what kind of stuff he had. He probably was protecting his privacy, but it sort of went in the face of what he's been saying all along, which is, I'm cooperating. I didn't do anything wrong. He even said to the media, I didn't shoot the gun. So, you know, he's opened up. He's not even had a lawyer present, and it could be that he has stuff on the phone that flies in the face of what he's been saying in public. It could be that he just doesn't like the idea of giving anyone all your private stuff. Things do leak out. We've seen that a million times. So he said, get a warrant. The police got a warrant, but he still hasn't turned it over. And now he's finally getting around to turning it over. But, you know, this has been a long time. October was when this whole incident happened, and the police still haven't concluded their investigation.
And finally, we have this story about the outrageous comment that a judge was caught on mic saying to an attorney. And you had this attorney on your radio show last Sunday, didn't you?
I did. It made national news, and for good reason. She's a high-profile attorney based in New York. She does a lot of work in Chicago, and she was on the YouTube stream when you're in court, and she's representing somebody who she contends was wrongfully convicted 30 years ago and was arguing about the fact that things weren't moving quick enough. And when the judge did not think he was on the stream, he said some comments about, gosh, I wouldn't want to wake up with someone like her, and was disparaging the way she looked and the way she acted, and was disparaging her male associate, the way he looked. And some of the state's attorneys were there, and a public defender was there. It was pretty outrageous. And you know what? I think we've all had suspicions, if we're a woman or you're in a minority, that someone might be discriminating against you for some reason, but you can't put your finger on it, and they don't say the words, and you certainly didn't record the issue. But this was all of those things. This was the words, and this was recorded, and it was really outrageous. And she was pretty gracious in saying, you know, listen, I know it happens. I'm glad we have this conversation now. And, you know, hopefully things can possibly change. But we all have to realize that there is discrimination that is ongoing.
Can the judge be disciplined in some way here?
He sure can. There's an organization called the Judicial Inquiry Board, which will discipline judges, and a complaint has been made against him, and he will go through a process. He'll have a right to defend himself. And, you know, these kinds of things are taken very seriously these days, as we all know, everyone's so sensitive about everything. But this is more than just being overly sensitive. This is something that, listen, you're in front of a judge and your life is at stake. You know, what if you're a rape victim? Okay. And the prosecution is prosecuting the case, and the judge doesn't take, you know, a woman seriously because she's been raped. So it goes both ways. A judge has to have the appearance of impropriety. The judge has to maintain that all the time, even in his personal life. You've got to really be careful because you don't want any litigant ever to say, this judge holds a grudge, this judge is not taking me seriously. And I don't know. I don't know how he gets this back. I don't know how he reels it in.
Karen Conti, attorney at County Law on WGN Sunday, 3 to 5 p.m. I will not comment on sweatpants here, Karen. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Thank you for
being
so
good day.
About that. Okay.